You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my June 2025 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. The false power of anger. What makes you angry? I'm sure that each and every one of us can find at least three reasons to feel angry. It's been a part of the human experience and considered one of the core human emotions. It's informative. It makes us aware when we don't feel harmonious. However, it's not necessary. It's been used again and again with countless justifications. But here's the truth. Anger is harmful. It's born of disconnection from God, and while it can serve a purpose to catalyze meaningful action, there are healthier ways. Anger isn't useful energy, unless you wish to give your consent to the negative forces. Anger is an emotion unlike any other. It makes itself known with inner violence, to varying degrees. It simmers and swells, or pushes and pushes, and then rises with sudden fury until oftentimes it spills out in an explosion. That explosion can feel liberating. The movement of its energy outward can bring relief. In the immediate, that can feel good. It's instant gratification. The problem is that it leaves residue in its wake. It leaves destruction. And sometimes what's destroyed can't be repaired. The negative alien forces have been very clever in using anger against humanity. They gave humans the ego and then gave us plenty of reasons to feel angry, from power abuses and manipulative deceptions to the most heinous injustices and harms, all of which propel the energy of the human body in a direction of truth to regain balance. We can feel these atrocities because they don't feel like what we know to be organic, harmonious, or peaceful. But if you indulge this angry energy and allow it to feed on itself with growing intensity or mental looping, then you are captured in their game. They are then able to siphon your energy. You become the resource for their survival. So to be clear, anger can be informative, but it also harms your consciousness if it's mindlessly engaged. If you don't manage your anger impulses, you become their victim. They want this control over you. Most people wouldn't want to give themselves over to that, not knowingly. However, there has been so much confusion and manipulation of our emotional body through trauma, soul-body inversions, mind control, and ancestral imbalances carried forward from generation to generation, that many people find themselves at a loss when it comes to managing their anger. It's challenging to respond with humility when there are so many subconscious influences that make it easy to be overwhelmed by darkness. The triggers and programs have created a spectrum of behaviors with anger. Deny it and suppress it at all cost. Indulge it and spew it whenever you feel like it. And every possibility in between. What's absolutely true is that the moment you act from anger, you bring yourself into the negative ego of the lower first, second, and third dimensional personality chakras, and this opens the doorway to more negative force manipulation. On the other hand, if you try to hold this anger inside, this will also have a negative effect. Eventually, it will manifest as pain or disease. It was never meant to remain in the energy body. It's a toxin. In all cases, you've given your power away. When you feel anger, you can't ignore it and pretend it's not there, because it is. It's taking up space in the light body like a dark cloud of density that doesn't make room for divine love. It creates stress, contraction, and instability, compromising your health, your mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual well-being. Anger can serve as an invitation to negative entities and attachments, making you a dark portal. Those who have undertaken little ego healing are especially susceptible. Anger also goes hand in hand with aggressive behavior, and the misperception that this makes a person powerful. Others identify with anger, carry anger with them all the time, or automatically express anger regularly as though this is who they are. It's part of their persona, and it's deemed to be safer this way. This can create an addictive pattern, and it's an unhealthy way for the ego to defend itself and never have to allow the vulnerability required for heart connection or deeper healing. It can also carry great risk. When someone becomes enraged, it can feed a partial or temporary satanic entity possession. The key for healing anger is to first acknowledge that it exists. Acknowledging the anger, though, doesn't mean automatically expressing it, especially carelessly directing it at others. Blaming others or fixating on external causes is unproductive. Some people do fear creating harm this way, but then leave their anger unaddressed and feel trapped in their anger. Acknowledging means being aware of it and naming it, while recognizing where that anger is being felt in your body. Anger can be named as irritation, aggravation, frustration, rage, resentment, or contempt. Perhaps it's in the clenching fists or jaw, the rigid stomach, the voice that just wants to scream, the fist that wants to punch, or the foot that wants to kick. Anger wants to be released and needs to be released, but not as an unconscious reaction. Rather, your inner child, your body, just wants to know that its anger is seen and heard. This is the necessary first step. After that, there are a multitude of safe, conscious, and focused ways that the energy of anger can move. Dance, sounding, pounding a pillow, wringing a towel, journaling, or art. With all of these, you must hold an intention to free the pain body of the anger. Of course, understanding the cause of that anger brings much deeper relief and long-term spiritual liberation. It often seems that our anger is about something that's happening now in our lives. Our boundaries that have been crossed, we feel hurt or betrayed, we feel an injustice done to us, we're dissatisfied with the way things are in our lives, especially when the same things repeatedly occur, or we can't control an outcome and we don't get what we want. These can all be very valid, and if we want to move through the angry emotion, we have to take ownership for it and ask ourselves what we have in our power to change about it. For certain, each and every person has the potential to release and reconcile anger so that it doesn't discolor their perceptions, attitude, relationships, and way of living. Those who are developing spiritually are wise to first explore and heal their anger arising from family of origin experiences. Often, people have been wounded by the angry energies of their parents, unfair treatment or abuses, or learned angry behavior from others. After that, there's even more to appreciate and heal. As a multidimensional being, when you are feeling anger, you are likely not just angry about what's in this life experience. but you are potentially and often connecting into other timelines of identities where you have felt violations of satanic ritual abuse, torture, suppression, judgment and persecution, alienation, DNA and RNA manipulation, power abuses, tyranny and warring, and countless harms. We can feel primordial rage from the unbearable primordial pain of separation from God when humanity's consciousness fell. For those awakening to the staggering realization of just how disempowered and enslaved humanity has been, and how this has personally limited the true self, and continues to be the case as we evolve out from the dark age, anger can definitely pervade the consciousness. It can be most challenging to accept that the dark forces will not take responsibility for this karmic superimposition, and that only the person feeling the anger can heal and reconcile the pain this has caused. It's up to each individual to choose to heal through it, so that the love of God replaces all that feels and is disharmonious. It requires spiritual maturity to own all that is in your body layers, even the inorganic distortions, the confusion, the attachments and implants, entities, the repeating patterns, reversals, the negative thoughts and painful emotions, and all that comes into your awareness during your journey. When they do, these need to be seen so they can be acknowledged and healed from the root cause. However, you begin by claiming your light body and all its contents and all your body parts to be governed by the law of one and directed under the intent, consent, and authority of your God self. This means you are in charge of your body, and no one else is given permission to use those inorganic structures or organic parts to continue to manipulate you. And while you learn to discipline the ego and angry reactions, you can call upon the spirit of patience and the spirit of gentleness to work with you and enhance spiritual practices that bring you to the calming stillness of your center. Do the best that you can at whatever stage of development you are, but do persist and be consistent to keep moving forward. If anger is something that you have to reconcile, consider that this particular focus of inner work is highly valuable for reclaiming your authentic power. If you hold on to anger from the past, if you react with anger, or if you generally feel angry about your life circumstances, you cannot be balanced in your solar plexus chakra, nor can you be a neutral observer. You can learn to stand up for yourself without anger. To live in the present with healthy self-esteem and confidence that is placed in trust with divine will, not personal ego will, is the only way that you embody the Christos Sophia of your diamond sun body. This is the only way that God effortlessly works through you. This is the important value of ego healing. Knowing that separation from God is exactly what the negative forces want you to feel gives you the chance to rise above it, to know what it truly is to be free of anger, and to be really who you are, the peace and harmony that is God. Is this what you want? If you would like to be held in sacred support so that you can heal your anger and painful emotions from the root cause, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.